Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. I'm imagining an isolation wing, the tuberculosis ward of an antiquated hospital, suspended somewhere in the leafy suburbs of time. The ward is only part of a huge, gloomy building that is barely functioning. A reddish sandstone place whose style was all the rage once upon a time, with institutional architects. I'm sitting on my cot in a corner of the ward, the last bed in this row. The row is one of four, each row with 12 beds in it, each bed occupied by a person of note, a person of letters or of music. All of them gone long before I was born, but here we are, nonetheless, thrown together. The talent in the room is phenomenal, and every one of them is consumptive. Now, I'm trying to get a baseball team together because it would be good for us to have a goal and to have something to do together. When you're facing your mortal end, competition can be therapeutic, and teammates are priceless. Now, remember that the room is full of men and women who are coughing, some of us uncontrollably. Now, that's a challenge in any meeting. The second and far more significant challenge is that most of these folks have never heard of baseball. Now, luckily, Dashiell Hammett, Ulysses S. Grant, Gene O'Neill, Walt Whitman, and Christy Mathewson have heard of baseball. Christy is not only one of the greatest pitchers in baseball history, but also an educated fellow. He will be a huge help here. When you sit down and think about it, the game is wonderfully simple. Throw the ball, hit the ball, run. And at the same time, Byzantine to the point of inexplicability. Consider, if you will, trying to describe a foul ball, stolen base, the infield fly rule, a called strike when nothing at all is struck, a plate at home, the sacrifice fly, and on and on and on. You might as well be describing some secret society's induction ritual. So I feel lucky to have Mathewson and Whitman in the room. Christy will lay out the nuts and bolts. Walt will tell us why the game is good for our souls. The final challenge is where to put all this talent on one playing field. Where do you play little Eddie Grieg? And what on earth do we do with Edgar Allan Poe? As difficult as the job is, I'll give it a shot here. I know I will leave out some of your favorites. I know there will be some hurt feelings, but as the great Ty Cobb said, a baseball is something like a war. So here goes. We all know that strength up the middle is the bedrock of any successful baseball team. Those four positions in the center of the field are critical. At catcher, we'll go with Ulysses S. Grant, a more solid guy you could not find. Been in a lot of tough games. Has the ability to see the whole game. At second base and shortstop, I'm going with Emily and Charlotte Bronte. Graceful, sensitive, and they know each other's game like sisters know each other. And besides, if we put Sister Anne at first base, the double play combination will be, get this, Bronte to Bronte to Bronte. Now you can't beat that. In center field, speed, agility, and anticipation are essential. A strong arm is a plus, but getting to the ball in the first place is paramount. The greatest glove in the room, he had 80 pairs of dress gloves, belongs to Freddy Chopin. So he's my center fielder. The starting pitchers are Christy Mathewson, of course, and Big Tom Dowling. Who's Tom Dowling, you ask? He was Mary Benson's grandpa, and that's plenty good enough for me. He's on the team. Let's complete the squad with H.D. Thoreau in right field. It's lonely out there. Paulie Gauguin in left. That's where you put the team's free spirit. We'll finish the starting lineup with Simon Bolivar at third base, not afraid to be in the hot spot, and he has a cannon for an arm. Wish me luck. A lot of superstars will be sitting on the bench. Dylan Thomas, Eleanor Roosevelt, D.H. Lawrence, René Descartes, Lord Byron, and so many more will be watching from the dugout. Nothing is easy in the bygone big leagues, especially when you're dealing with conspicuous consumptives.